So I drifted along, scoring through Pat. I stopped drinking, stopped going out at night, and fell into a routine schedule. A cap of junk 3 times per day, and the time in between to be filled somehow. Mostly, I spent my time painting and working around the house. Manual work makes the time pass fast. Of course, it often took me a long time to score. When I first hit New Orleans, the main pusher, or the man, as they say there, was a character called Yellow. Yellow was so named because his complexion was yellow and liverish-looking. He was a thin little man with a dragging limp. He operated out of a bar near the NMU hall and occasionally choked down a beer to justify sitting in the bar several hours a day. He was out on bail at the time, and when his case came to trial, he drew 2 years. A period of confusion followed, during which it was difficult to find a score. Sometimes I spent 6 or 8 hours riding around in the car with Pat, waiting and looking for different people who might be holding. Finally, Pat ran into a wholesale connection, $1.50 per cap, no less than 20. This connection was Bob Brandon, one of the few pushers I ever knew who didn't use the stuff himself. Pat and I began pushing in a small way, just enough to keep up our habits. We only took care of people that Pat knew well and was sure of. Dupree was our best customer. He was a dealer in a gambling joint and always had money. But he was a hog for junk and so couldn't keep his hand out of the till. Eventually, he lost his job. Don, an old neighborhood friend of Pat's, had a city job. He inspected something, but was off half the time sick. He never had money for more than one cap, and most of the money he did have was given him by his sister. Pat told me Don had cancer. Well, I said, I guess he'll die soon. He did. He took to his bed, vomited for a week, and died. Seltzer Willie owned a seltzer truck and had a seltzer delivery route. This business brought him 2 caps a day, but he was not a very enterprising seltzer pusher. He was a thin, red-haired, mild-mannered man, the type described as harmless. He's timid, said Pat. Timid and stupid. There were a few others who dropped by for an occasional bang. One was called Whitey. I never found out why, because he was dark. A fattish, stupid man who worked as a waiter in one of the big hotels. He figured that if he paid for 1 cap, he was entitled to the next cap on credit. Once, after Pat turned him down, he rushed to the door in a rage and held up a nickel